Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Amazing.
Everybody ready to go?
You got it.
All right, how many of you ready? You mastered your process.
Oh yeah.
Everybody feel like they mastered the process? Sort of, kind of? Huh? Say what?
Super confident.
Super confident?
Yeah.
Any LeBron James or Steph Curry's or anything in here?
Not Steph Curry yet.
You're not Steph Curry yet? What's stopping you? What's stopping you from becoming Steph Curry?
No, nothing.
Oh, you know, that apparently, if you could already do it, right, you had already done it, right? So we ask ourselves, when we look at some of these athletes, why people actually watch them and get amazed by certain things is because they display some type of ability that's a little bit different than the norm, right? So they've been trained in whether it be boxing or whether it be baseball, sports, kicking a goal, whatever. It doesn't necessarily mean that they actually was born and gifted better. It just means that they did what? They trained and disciplined themselves to be able to give you that type of performance. So when you go in and you buy that $300 ticket, you're not feeling bad or disappointed because you showed up, and they turn around and they like, you know what? They lost. And when they lose, you're like, oh, man, it's so bad. But it was just a game. But why does it feel so bad? It's because you see the process they put themselves through to get to that moment, to be able to display those type of actual abilities and so forth. So guess what we do every single day when we show up to work? We give the opportunity to show that we've trained and mastered the process. And guess what? That process that you trained and mastered rewards you in the end, just like it rewards Steph Curry or LeBron James in their atmosphere, in their arena. So when you think about it, this is what I realized every single day when the people ask me, well, how did you sell every day? Because every day I was prepared for the actual process that I'm about to put in place. So therefore, when the person sat in front of me, I'm more trained than they are. It don't matter. They say, oh, sweetie, we've been doing this for 25, 30 years. I said, great. That's amazing, because you know what? Either I'm going to help you see something different or you're going to teach me. So I'll be preparing myself. So either way it go, I still win. Because I'll be training or I will be selling, no matter what. I never waste the opportunity to do something greater than the day that I had in front of me. Because guess what? Tomorrow I'll be that much better. Then the next day I'll be that much better. And then the next day, then the next, and the next. But guess what? I continue to mold and work on that craft. But you know what? I look at it and I see it in everything. I see the process in everything. I see the different things. I can walk down the street and I can look at the situation and read things, because that's what I train myself to be able to notice every single day. So therefore, when somebody comes and approach me and they do something, it's the same process that I put in place that I've trained for. Just like if you put them on a NBA basketball court for the finals, or you put them on a basketball court outside with a bunch of kids, his skill set is still the same because he trained and disciplined himself in it, that it didn't matter about the location. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we get to a point where no matter what person they put in front of you, you master you. I think I was talking to somebody the other day about Bruce Lee playing ping pong. Y'all saw it with the nunchucks, right? The other guy is a ping pong champion. Bruce Lee has the nunchucks. The other guy has a ping pong paddle. But Bruce Lee is beating him, and he's doing it effortlessly. You ask yourself, why? This guy's trained with ping pong and he's there ready. And then Bruce Lee is just turning around. If you have it on YouTube, he's just there hitting the ping pong back and forth. He's doing spin moves and doing other things and hitting the ball back and forth. Why? Because he mastered himself. He mastered the nunchucks. He didn't have to master the ping pong game. So when he mastered his process, he mastered his skills. His skills therefore gave him the results that he was looking for, no matter what the situation was. Whether it was another person he was fighting or whether it was a ping pong ball, his precision, his ability was still on point no matter what. He said, if I want to hit you right there, I can do that even if it was a ping pong ball. That's how precise it was. And if you study the history of Tiger Woods and you talk about the fact he focused on his precision of hitting the ball at the right spot every single time, no matter what, because he practiced his process. So therefore, when it came on live TV or in front of somebody else, it was no longer practice, it was time to be rewarded. So every day, you come into work, You get here, it's 9 o'clock. Let your process, let your talent, let your skills reward you. And let's have a good day, guys. Let's knock it out the park.